Good afternoon, morning, or evening to everyone who is listening this podcast. I am Giovanni, back with another recording for everyone today. Today I'm going to be covering a nice little program I have found called Power ISO, which allows you to burn different types of CDs and allows you to very easily do it as well. Today I'm going to be demonstrating how to burn an audio CD image. I have decided I'm going to burn an album that I've been wanting to burn for a little bit. And I thought I'd demonstrate it because it's a very nice, neat little program. There's no scripts required if you're using JAWS. There's nothing required to use this little program. It just installs. And there is two versions of it. There is a paid version and there is a free version. The free version, you have a lot of limitations. For example, you can't create an image that's bigger than 300 MB. So basically, if your CD comes out to be more, you won't be able to do it because it won't take it. So it's important to know that. And the free version allows you, the paid version, allows you to create an image that will create as many, as long as you want of an image. It also burns, obviously, since it's called Power ISO. If you have an ISO image that you want to put on a CD, it does it well too. So why don't we get started how to do this? First of all, I've already got it installed here and I've already got a blank CD inside my CD drive. I would recommend this before you start to put a blank CD inside your CD drive, and just hit escape when you get that autoplay dialog box that comes up. And now I'm going to go to the desktop and start this program.
Desktop folder view with view audacity 23 of 37.
And I'm going to go into Power ISO. I went to my desktop.
Play HP games. Power ISO.
Press enter on Power ISO, and it should open up.
Power ISO new image file. List one, list view, zero items.
Now it says list one, list view, zero items. I would like to also let you guys know that it's going to say that, but we have a way of finding out what's in the actual CD still. Or not the CD, but the image. So I guess the way we start by doing this is we do Alt-F for file.
Menu, file menu, new sub menu, end.
There's a new submenu. We're going to press enter here.
Data CD DVD image D.
There's a data CD DVD image.
UDF DVD image U.
UDF DVD image.
Audio CD image A.
Audio CD image.
Mix mode CD image M.
Mix mode CD image.
Video CD image V.
Video CD image.
Super video CD image S.
Super video CD image.
Floppy disk image F.
Floppy disk image. I'm not sure why you want to do that.
Hard disk image H.
Hard disk image.
Data CD DVD image D.
And we're back to the top.
UDF DVD image U. Audio CD image A.
I'm going to select audio CD image.
Menu bar, leaving menus, list one, list view, zero items.
So now we've told the program what kind of image we want to, image we want to create. What kind of CD we want to burn. We've told the program that we want to make an audio image. Now, when we do this, I'm going to press Alt-A for actions.
Menu, action menu, boot sub menu, B.
There's a boot submenu.
Copy the clipboard controls. Cut the clipboard unavailable. Paste from clipboard control. View unavailable. V. View with unavailable. A. View with default. View unavailable. V. Extract X. Information unavailable. M. Add music file S. M.
Add music files. I'm gonna press enter here.
Menu bar. Leaving menus. Add files dialog. File name. Edit Alt plus N.
And you get your standard browse dialog where you can browse to what you want and find it. So I'm gonna just browse to my external hard drive where I have my music.
Files of type. Add button. Cancel button. Look in. Combo box. My shared folder. 606. Alt plus I. Aries, my shared homebrew computer.
I'm gonna go to
full bar of folder view list view, not selected local disk, more space G. Folder view list view, not selected unknown artist, November 17th.
So all I'm doing is navigating to my external.
Wendy Hughes, Williamson, Wizard YM, Word of Move, April 9th, 2010, 6:17 a.m.
I'm gonna go in here.
Folder view list view, not selected 01 coming to America, MP31 coming to America, Ludicrous Word of Move, 1 of 18.
And I have 18 tracks here. Now I wanna burn this entire. This is the way I would recommend you do this if you wanna burn this. You can just keep adding by selecting and adding. I'm going to do a select all for this purpose, which is Control A.
01 coming to America, MP31 coming to America, Ludicrous.
And then Control C.
Copy.
And then enter.
Add it to the image dialog, cancel button, list one, list view, zero items.
And it adds it to the image. Now it says zero items, but if you want to see what's in the image itself, you can do root JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC, scroll down symbol, new open save app, scroll down, new up, scroll, track header bar type, one coming to America, Ludicrous, two roll out my business, Ludicrous, four, three, go to sleep by 20.
See, you could still see what. What is in the image? For some reason, JAWS does not see this.
PC.
For Windows users, I don't know. I have not tried it. If it actually will show up in the list, let me see something.
Refresh.
It doesn't do it, but
opacity, JAWS, desktop, power ISO, new image file, bin, list one, list view, zero.
It doesn't. Yeah, it just has zero items, but everything is there. Now, our final step, and this is our final step to doing this procedure. We're gonna press Alt T.
Menu, close menu, burn B.
We're going to go into burn.
Menu bar, leaving menus, burn image file dialog, burning drive, list view, not selected, 10, 15, 14, EHD, DVD, RAM, GT, 20, L, 1 to 1.
All we're doing is tabbing.
Source file, read-on, burning drive, combo box, EH, burning parameters, burning speed, combo box, maximum 1, burn button, Alt plus B.
To the burn button. And off it goes. Now, it will appear, you're going to start hearing your CD drive spin. I'm not sure if the mic will pick it up on this end, but you're gonna start hearing your CD spin, and it's gonna start burning it. And basically now it's going ahead and burning, and I can hear my CD spin, and it's going ahead and doing it. Once it gets to about 45 to 50%, at least for JAWS in this case, I guess because it highlights the percentages, that's why. And JAWS is said to read highlighted text. It's going to start reading the percentages. To us so that I guess we know when it's you know getting close to done. So very simple to use and very easy to use, and I'm going to stop this recording simply because there's no sense of waiting for this to finish. It takes about 5-10 minutes, but basically when this is done, you know the CD will pop out of your CD tray. And then you would just start close. You would close the window, and if you could save the project, so you could burn that at a later time. Not sure why you would. I mean, if you're one of those that keeps the images, so you can reburn them. You can then save it as a file of your choice, and then you can always reburn it whenever you want to redo it. Otherwise, you could just say no to the dialog, and it will just close the program. So there is my little demonstration on how to burn a CD, an audio CD with Power ISO. Hope you enjoy this recording. Have a good one.